Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are less than 24 hours from a major impact. That is the eye wall of Hurricane Rita. Already, levees are overflowing in two different spots in New Orleans, and it's pretty much good weather there other than high winds. It's just pushing and bulging the lake that's brimming already, Lake Pontchartrain. Obviously, people want me to talk about the Tom Flacco story that we do have posted on PrisonPlanet.com, that Barbara Olson, the wife of the Solicitor General, who supposedly died on one of the aircraft, has been caught alive in Europe. And folks, I'm going to cover this later, but my gut tells me that it's not accurate. And, you know, we just keep seeing these amazing stories out of the same quarters. And Tom Flacco has done a lot of good reporting. I'm going to be happy to have him on to talk about what he's saying. It's just when stuff like this turns out to not be the case, it's very discrediting. And I try to stick to what we can prove. We can prove the globalists carried out 9/11. And I got a sneaking suspicion people are going to talk about that. So, fine, you can talk about it all you want. But, I mean, I've got my right to say that just reading the article, I don't see the meat and potatoes. I don't... Sources. And then I see where good old Tom's getting some of his sources these days, and I tell you, it's... if I'm looking at a steak and it smells bad, I'm not going to eat it, folks. I'm going to wait and see if maggots start crawling out of it. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Robert in Colorado, finish up. For stations that just joined us, you started off and we got cut off that, you know, people get mad about the Atlanta Braves or the Washington Redskins or the whatever Warriors, which I think honors Native Americans. Again, we don't see the Minnesota Vikings. We don't see the Norwegians getting mad or the Greenlanders getting mad about, you know, the Minnesota Vikings. And none of these names insult anybody. You know, we don't see the New England Patriots. We don't see... You know, the great-great-great-grandson of George Washington getting angry. But it's just something to whine about, something to get us used to changing what words we can use. But finish up your point.
No, I was just asking your opinion. So on a personal level, you have no problem with the Redskins or the Seminoles.
Well, I mean, I got Comanche and Cherokee blood on, you know, in me on two sides of my dad's family. And so, you know, I could go and declare Native status and go live on a reservation, folks. And I don't run around saying that, but it's the truth. And I think it's an honor. I don't think it's an insult.
Interesting. Okay, that's all I got, man. Great show. You do great work.
All right. I appreciate your call. I really do appreciate that, Rob. Robert. Next up is Rob, and let's go ahead and go to him. Rob in New York. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I heard you say yesterday you were looking for some scientific evidence into some of this weather engineering stuff. And,
well, I mean, I'm knee-deep in scientific evidence that they can do it. How do we know they did this? I think the indicators are it is being manipulated. I mean, even USA Today is writing stories about it now.
I'm actually an electrical engineer, and I've put a lot of research into this whole field. And I was maybe wanted to give you my take on it.
Okay, start giving it to us.
There's a guy way back in the 1850s. His name was James Maxwell. He's basically like the father of all radio waves, and he's the guy who wrote down the theory as to how these radio waves move through the air. Well, his original theory actually had a fourth component to it. It was called the scalar component, and that's where this word scalar comes from. And the interesting thing is, not a single textbook in school that actually includes this. It was actually removed.
Well, they also seized Tesla and Nikola Tesla's books. The FBI did. That's admitted. And they also have grabbed a lot of Royal Raymond Rife stuff, yeah.
And that's what these guys were working with. And it basically is that if you use this component, if you put this back into the equation, it allows you to do a lot of things.
Well,
and,
stay there. I'll let you continue with that, Rob. But let's talk about a little bit of weather modification, you know, the latest info on that. When we get back, we'll continue with your calls. Got about an hour and 55 minutes left. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Calls, Rob and Jason and many others that are patiently holding. I want to get into weather modification because there's been an act introduced in Congress just a few weeks ago concerning this. Also, at the same time, we have USA Today and the Associated Press openly talking about it, now picking up the quote by Secretary of Defense Cohen from 97 about terrorists using it. And then a lot of meteorologists are saying these hurricanes are not behaving like any hurricane they've ever seen. In fact, Hurricane Rita almost went to a hurricane level 6, something they'd never seen before. Now, I told my producer yesterday to get me Alan Gottlieb on the show with one of the premier Second Amendment organizations. And I guess that we got our wires crossed because he was gracious enough to call in, which is wonderful news. They've filed a suit along with the NRA to block the gun confiscations that are going on. And surprise, surprise, he has called in. And Mr. Gottlieb, it's a real honor to have you with us, sir.
Pleasure to be with you, Alex.
Now, I know that you're involved with several major organizations, but specifically, through what group have you guys filed this suit? Please tell us all about it.
Well, it's the Second Amendment Foundation, and we did it in conjunction with the National Rifle Association. We both yesterday went into federal court in Louisiana to file for a temporary restraining order and a permanent injunction against the city of New Orleans parish as well as neighboring parishes for illegally confiscating people's private firearms since Hurricane Katrina.
Well, that's excellent, and, you know, I appreciate the Second Amendment Foundation. You guys really do some admirable work. The NRA, last year I read that federal brief, the supposed pro-gun brief, where they said, oh, we think guns should be registered. We just think you should be able to own them in the District of Columbia. We think that set bad precedent. Of course, they even lost with that watered-down situation, and so many times it took the NRA about 4 or 5 days to finally respond and go, yes, gun confiscations are going on. They are bad. At first they were waffling. You guys didn't waffle, the Second Amendment Foundation and other organizations that you're affiliated with. I don't think for people out there tuning in, they realize how bad this got. These were middle-class, unflooded areas. We have a Reuters report of a homeowners association. The homeowner association board literally operating as police, stopping looters when police would actually people would witness people being beaten and attacked. The police wouldn't help, but they did restore order with the neighborhood association. That's not some right wing publication. That's Reuters admitting that it was guns that saved many areas of those cities.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And our lawsuit is basically charging them with the violation of the right to keep their arms, both under the federal constitution and the state of Louisiana's constitution, as well as violating due process in the process of taking people's guns. They gave them no receipts. I wouldn't even tell them who they were who were taking the guns. So not that getting these guns back is going to be a problem. Of course, we're asking for a permanent injunction of the government keeping those guns and forcing them to give them back. It also violated people's privacy rights because they walked into people's homes with no search warrants and illegally searched and seized things, and also equal protection of the law because some very wealthy people in areas of New Orleans or who could afford private security guards or were very prominent, their guns were not taken. They were allowed to keep theirs, but the poorer people are the people that got schlonged.
Definite, clear discrimination. Suit filed to halt New Orleans gun seizures. The Second Amendment Foundation and the National Rifle Association joined with individual gun owners in Louisiana Thursday morning, filing a motion in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana, seeking a temporary restraining order to stop authorities in and around the city of New Orleans from seizing firearms from private citizens in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Arbitrary gun seizures without warrant or probable cause have been reported during the past 3 weeks since the Crescent City was devastated by the hurricane. Now, to be specific, sir, and we know you're very busy, we appreciate your time, we'll just keep you 5 more minutes or so, and I want you to give us the website so we can support the Second Amendment Foundation that, again, is actually doing something here. Looking at this, we saw the famous footage of the old woman having her little .32 taken, being tackled by police. She's high and dry, plenty of food, leaving her animals at her house to die. You know, we know that that happened, but we know that the military walked up to media and said, turn your cameras off. We kill people in Iraq that film what we're doing. That was in the San Francisco Chronicle. That was said to their reporters in front of an ABC news reporter. This is a horrible thing for our military to be put in this position to do this. So we know there were hundreds and hundreds of cases we weren't able to see that mirrored what happened to this old woman, or even worse. Your organization filing this suit with the victims, I guess kind of an amicus brief with them. Can you describe specifically some of the horror stories that are in the suit?
Well, one of the particular ones was some people that were actually hired to try and help find routes for people to get out of the city through the water, and were in their boats in New Orleans and suburban parishes, and were stopped by local law enforcement, both from New Orleans and parishes outside of New Orleans, and asked, do you have any guns? And they said, yes, we have two rifles in a lockbox on our boat. And they held them at gunpoint and confiscated their firearms. And this happened on more than one occasion in more than one jurisdiction. And these are people that were actually there to help and were hired to help. And they confiscated their guns as well, helping people evacuate and get out. And so there's lots of stories like this. And we also now have people who want to get back into New Orleans. But in some of the areas where they live, there are still looters running around the streets and rabid animals that are starving that are actually attacking people, you know, trying to eat human flesh. And they want their firearms to be able to protect themselves, but they're worried if they go back in with their firearm, it's going to be confiscated.
Well, obviously, FEMA wanted things to be worsened so they can then get more funding and grandstand for more powers. that they already had, folks. They're just not using them. Clearly, they blocked and jammed police communications. Clearly, three parishes had to post armed sheriff deputies to stop FEMA cutting communications. Clearly, they wouldn't let food in for 4 days into areas where people needed it, hospitals and the Superdome. And then citizens in middle-class areas on the edge of the dome that weren't flooded, no help came except for armored, gun-confiscating SWAT teams, FBI-commanded SWAT teams. I mean, this is shameful. The police know how to assess a situation. Obviously, if it's some looter and they catch him with a bag of jewelry and cash and diamonds, take their guns, arrest them. But, I mean, going to... I mean, I saw even in the New York Times they admitted that, not just the gun confiscation article, Mr. Gottlieb, but obviously they said they go to houses of the head engineer at the power plant and say, we're taking your guns, you got to leave. And he goes, I'm at the power plant. I'm the boss. They go to nurses' houses where five nurses were living and say, give us your guns, you're leaving. And they go, but we're treating police officers who were in car wrecks or in boat wrecks or get snake bit. We're at the hospital, you idiots. And the cops were so brainwashed, Alan, as you know, they would just take their guns and take them.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a quick update. As we're speaking right now, our attorney is before the federal judge in Baton Rouge, and it's our hope that the restraining order, the temporary restraining order stopping any gun confiscations from continuing is going to be issued any minute.
No one ever knew where this order came from, and we know that insane Mayor Nagin claimed it. Then the feds said they were part of it. Then the feds... General Honoré backed off. Where is this really emanating from?
Well, the initial order came from the mayor of New Orleans and the police chief of New Orleans. But then how it got to the other parish sheriffs in New Orleans, I mean outside New Orleans, that were also devastated, we don't know. Because the confiscation didn't happen just in New Orleans. It was all the neighboring parishes as well.
Well, we've interviewed individuals who would be at a school, and the police would bring in and commandeer local food supplies and frozen goods from stores. And the cops would come there and eat and stay there at night. But when the cops would leave, people would come in with clubs and stuff and try to rob them. But people had guns. The cops left citizens alone with their guns, and those men could protect. So there were some good police that weren't confiscating guns.
Oh, definitely. In fact, we've had some police file complaints about the fact that they didn't want to confiscate anybody's guns, and they weren't going to comply with the orders they were given by their police chief.
Well, God bless them, Mr. Gottlieb. Houston, is it looking like FEMA is going to be able to take over and maraud around in Port Arthur and Beaumont and Houston and confiscate guns there?
Actually, Alex, I don't know if I've been so involved in the New Orleans suit, so to speak, and also this is our weekend for our National Gun Rights Policy Conference. I'm actually calling you from Los Angeles, where our conference is taking place, and I've been so involved with the agenda of the conference as a whole. I haven't had a chance yet to look at Houston. I apologize.
No, hey, listen, none of us can track at all, sir, but I'd like to maybe get you back on next week because obviously FEMA will follow the same policy, and we know they were advising Nagin to do this, so we know the feds were in there doing it, so if FEMA tries it again, will the Second Amendment Foundation file suit again, sir?
Well, Alex, we feel this New Orleans situation was a trial balloon. If it worked in New Orleans, they'd try it. Everybody would try it again anytime there's a national disaster. So what our hope is a restraining order we get today in court will stop it from happening in Houston or any place else, even here in Los Angeles, where I'm in case they had a devastating earthquake.
Well, they're saying that could be even worse than Katrina if you have a 7 or higher on the Richter scale at the epicenter being in a major metropolitan area.
Right, and of course, since they've already set a precedent for confiscating guns in New Orleans during a disaster, we're worried about them using that in other cities and states around the country as well. That's why our court case today is so important.
Well, it is. Can I, during the break, you get a particular contact info? How long until we know, sir, what the ruling? I mean, will the judge rule today, or will he rule in a day, or what?
Well, our hope is he's going to rule today, at least against the neighboring parishes around New Orleans. The reason why we're in court again this morning with him is that he wanted to actually see the video film clip of the mayor of New Orleans and the police chief of New Orleans saying they were going to confiscate guns. But it's in our brief, but he wants to see it, live on
well,
video.
Well, it was in the New York Times.
Yeah, but we gave that in as an exhibit, as a matter of fact. But he wants to see them, their lips moving. He wants to see them actually saying it.
Absolutely. How many... sir, I know you're very busy.
Well, there's more information on this on our website at saf.org, SAF for Second Amendment Foundation. At saf.org, you can get more info.
Okay, saf.org. Thank you so much, Alan Gottlieb. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888 803 4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Government is best with government.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You notice that Osama bin Forgotten, bin Laden of Al-Qaeda, isn't discussed anymore, and Bush has openly said he doesn't want him, we're not after him. And in case anybody was doubting it, the number three man at the CIA, Buzzy Krongard, in January of this year, about 9 months ago, came right out and said the CIA does not want him and we are not seeking him because we believe that would energize the terrorists. Oh, yes. But you don't worry. They're going to pull you over and take your guns, mama. All right. Rob in New York wanted to talk about weather modification. He says he's an engineer. And we'll talk to Jason and Micah and BL and Kelly and many others. I've been wanting to get Alan Gottlieb on since yesterday with their lawsuit. Alan Gottlieb involved with two organizations, the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. And, yeah, much of the state of Louisiana, I kept telling people this 2 weeks ago, was confiscating guns. People were calling me, they're not taking guns. Yes, they are. Well, they're not taking them except for New Orleans. Yes, they are. I mean, I've got the local news articles. They were announcing on bullhorns, come out, front your homes, hands up, give us the firearms. It's a forcible evacuation. People walk out and say, what is your problem? I work at the hospital, you idiot. Shut up, and literally drag them off. They'd hire contractors to come in and fix power lines. The cops would shoot them. And a lot of the police who weren't complete communists were throwing fits about that and just walking off the job. That's why two-thirds walked off because FEMA jammed the communications. And the other third, most of them resigned after a week or two of it. They said, look, you screwed all this up. I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to confiscate guns, and they walked off. So you just had a few thousand troops and FBI and BATF goons trying to do all the gun confiscations, and it didn't go too well, did it? So I really commend the New Orleans police. I mean, they did a pretty good job for what they were under, FEMA sabotage and being asked to engage in criminal activities. Then you had some of the New Orleans cops out looting, and that was caught on tape, but you get bad apples in every bunch. Let me just let Rob finish up, then we'll go to break, and I'll come back and cover some of the weather modification evidence, then we'll go to the other calls. But, Rob, you were talking about the inventor, really, of discovering radio waves. Then Marconi proved it with this transatlantic communication. But go into that if you'd like.
Sure. One of the things you can do with this is, and I think this is one of the things they're actually doing, you can take two regular radio transmitters and change them around a little bit to include some of these lost factors in the equation. What you do is you put them in two different locations and cross the beams, and in the region where these beams cross, can interact with the air or whatever matter is there, and you can suck energy out or pump energy in. And I believe that's Tom Bearden's website actually is very interesting, and it's where some of this stuff with the Russians comes from. Is a picture of a base in Siberia that has a 150-mile-long plume of steam shooting out the side of it. And that, I believe, is the other end of one of these machines, because if you're going to suck energy out, it travels down the beam back to your transmitter, and you got to do something with it. And so they dump it out.
Well, for those that don't know, what was it? 4 months ago, they were having the 60th anniversary of the Russian victory in Berlin, of, you know, getting Hitler, getting his bunker, taking over the Reich Chancellery. And Bush and Blair and everybody, Jacques Chirac, Schroeder, they all went to Moscow, and it was raining that day. The Russian trucks pulled out, they aimed their beams, their little antennas up, jet sprayed the air, clear skies. And you can actually hire a private Russian company for a couple million bucks, guarantees clear skies, and they use them all over the world. And that's a smaller unit. I mean, this is patented, this is admitted. Again, even the Weather Channel made a documentary on the show Atmospheres about how our government controlled the weather in Vietnam and would cause huge storms, you know, dump 30 inches of rain to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And that was in the late 1960s they started doing that. So weather seeding's been around since the 40s. And, I mean, they got it in the phone book here locally to hire the weather seeders for farmers, and they'll go just with little Cessnas. Little barnstormers, they'll go manipulate some clouds and seed them and get results about 80% of the time. So to say this doesn't exist, folks, we're in 2005. I just can't say for sure that they were guiding these. But yes, what they do is they ionize the atmosphere. And with other waves, they have really powerful microwave towers that are ground-based that if birds fly through them, it kills them. So, I mean, yeah, these beams really do things. This is energy. And you're absolutely right, sir. They can create hurricanes, steer them, nudge them, manipulate them. There's a lot of science that they keep in the dark from us, and it's very, very real, and is a real chance of that, real possibility.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Defense William Cohen, in a public press conference on April 28, 1997, said the following: others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can weaken and wreak terror upon our nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. Now, again, that's Secretary of Defense Cohen. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon our nations. It's real. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon our nations. It's real. Close quote. Secretary of Defense William Cohen at the April 97 counterterrorism conference sponsored by former Senator Sam Nunn. Quoted by Department of Defense News Briefing, Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, Q&A at the Conference on Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction, and U.S. Strategy, University of Georgia, Athens, April 28, 1997. And then Dennis Kucinich introduced a bill 3 years ago that would have restricted weather modification, HAARP weapons, volcanic weapons, and tectonic weapons. The Pentagon was developing earthquake tsunami weapons in 1945. That's declassified. And this is all very, very serious and very, very real. I'm not saying the hurricane is man-made. But it could be. It could be manipulated. It could be strengthened. It could be steered. It could be nudged. And I have no idea how people can conclusively say it's the government and then tell you it's the Japanese mafia or the Russians or an anthill of Easter bunnies with long fangs from planet Pluplo. But I'm being sarcastic now, folks. Please, New York Times, don't quote me as believing in anthills of Easter bunnies with long fangs from Planet 12. But, how do you know it's the Chinese mafia or the Japanese mafia? You know, how do you know who's steering it? How do you know who's controlling it? I mean, yes, this thing almost became a Category 6, unknown, a new chart. When it went to 172 miles an hour and it would have kept going up, we'd had a Category 6. Yes, these things are following paths they never followed, starting in the Atlantic, zooming over, but not going up the classic troughs out of the Eastern Caribbean or out of the Southern Caribbean, up into the Gulf. Yes, they are coming out of nowhere. Yes, how do these modelers get it so right exactly where it's going to hit within 30 miles with Katrina and now it looks like with Rita? It's all very suspicious. Hurricanes with two eyes forming, as this one's starting to do. Just a lot of really weird stuff. And it all just fits into everything. You know, they make a TV show about oil storm with Mayor Ray Nagin in it, the exact same thing happening that happened, and they release it on FX 2 months before. I mean, it's just all that follows the past scripting and how they make TV shows that mirror what really happens as part of a public training drill for their people and to create more NSA chatter to block the NSA from catching different compartments of the government pulling it. And it's a very sophisticated wargaming model, and to grasp it is somewhat frustrating, and it is a delicate situation. But, I mean, here's the latest wrinkle in all of this. Weather Modification Research and Technology Act of 2005, S-517, 109th Congress. First session. And this was introduced on the second day of this month, or 21 days ago. S-517 to establish the Weather Modification Operations and Research Board and for other purposes. And folks, this is now in USA Today, open discussion of weather modification. The meteorologists, the people that are studying all of these trends, they're saying this is unheard of. In the Senate of the United States, March 3rd, 2005, Ms. Hutchinson introduced, it's Kay Baby from Tejas, horrible creature, this lady you can thank all the cameras in Austin for with the microphones, which was read twice and referred to the Conference Committee, Science and Transportation, a bill to establish Weather Modification Operations and Research Board, and for other purposes, being enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress Assembled, Section 1, short title. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can read the whole thing at prisonplanet.com if you want. The act may be cited as the Weather Modification Research and Technology Transfer Authorization Act of 05, Section 2, purpose. It is the purpose of this act to develop and implement a comprehensive and coordinated national weather modification policy and national cooperative federal and state program of weather modification research and development. See, they tell you about it once it's 50 years old, folks. Section 3, definitions, an act, board, 1, subsection. The term board means the Weather Modification Advisory and Research Board. 2, executive director. The term executive director means the executive director of the Weather Modification Advisory Research Board. Research and development. The term research and development means the applicable, theoretical analysis, exploration, experimentation, and the extension of investigative findings and theories of scientific or technical nature into practical application of the experimental and demonstration purposes. By the way, this was introduced on in March 2nd, reintroduced earlier this month, and brought to the floor, I guess, or amended. In practical application for experimental and demonstration purposes, including the experimental production and testing of models, devices, equipment, materials, and processes. That means doing it, folks. Testing of models, devices, equipment, and materials and processes. That means it started to leak out with engineers putting these towers up they put up 20 years ago. A lot of folks I trust, scientists and others, believe they're using existing Doppler radar systems that have larger power components and broadcasters to actually energize on a local level. Weather modification. The term weather modification means changing or controlling or attempting to change or control by artificial methods the natural development of atmospheric cloud forms or precipitation forms from which occur in the troposphere. Section 4, Weather Modification Advisory and Research Board established. In general, it's established the Department of Commerce, the Weather Modification Advisory Research Board. Membership, in general, the board shall consist of 11 members appointed by the Secretary of the Commerce, or whom at least one shall be representative of the American Meteorological Society. One shall represent the American Society of Civil Engineers. One shall be represented by the National Academy of Sciences. B, one shall be representative of the National Center for Atmospheric Research and National Science Foundation. E, at least two shall be representatives of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of the Department of Commerce. At least one shall be representative of the institutions of higher education or research institutes and bring them into cover stories with them. Turn the page. G, at least one shall be representative of the state that is currently supporting operational weather modification procedures and projects. Already going on, see? Tenure. A member of the board shall have the pleasure and serve at the pleasure of the Secretary of Commerce. Vacancies shall be filled in the same manner. Advisory committees. And it goes on to say they're doing testing, will do testing, will control our lives. Five more pages in the synopsis. You can go read it. And your neighbor will giggle like a complete moron thinking we're in 1920 and tell you it doesn't exist as they drool. And they'll complain about the hurricanes not letting them see their football game. That's America, folks. Nothing bad can happen. Nothing weird's going on. Take your vaccines. The government loves you. Turn in your guns. They love you. Let them force drug your children. They love you. Use cell phones up against your head. All the studies show it's deadly, but it's okay. Use them. Mercury's good for you. It's just bull. All right, I'm going to blast through your calls now, folks, quickly. Jason in Maryland. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, thanks, Alex. I think that everything that you're doing is necessary and good, and you've told the truth. I've checked up on you, and everything that you're saying is absolutely true and valid. But I wonder if political wrangling is really the answer. I think that this country is remiss. We've turned away from the Father. When we do worship, we don't worship according to knowledge. Zeal without knowledge is not good, and my people are killed all the day long for lack of knowledge. All of the customs that we celebrate in this country are pagan in origin. Christmas, for instance, is the celebration of the birthday of the god Tammuz.
Yeah, everything's an illusion. Halloween is the open high holy day of the Satanists. I mean, it's all public, yes.
Jesus is not the name of the Son. That is not the name above all names. That's not the only name given by which we must be saved.
Yeah, this also isn't magic or idols. And so, you know, if the Greek name's Jesus and people know who they're praying to, I don't think you're going to go to hell. But we could debate this all day long, sir.
Well, when we have people celebrating Christmas, the birthday of Tammuz, and Easter, which is actually Ishtar.
Ishtar, yeah, no, that's why Playboy, the symbol's a rabbit. It is for fertility, and then the egg is fertility. You know, it's open. It's open pagan worship. Yeah, I know.
Let's recall that Aaron's sons, who were the first priests, were burned alive for bringing profane fire to worship the Father with.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Jason. Let me just comment on the decadence of America. Chinese government openly advertises that they sell political dissidents collagen, their skin. And it's in hundreds of products that come out of China. Now, I mean, this they advertise it. It's, we got good prisoner skin. It's public. Major New York papers have reported that it's a huge business. The people get off Chinese medical transport planes that land every day in New York City at their airports. They even fly over with a nurse, making sure the person's good. After a week in China, or 2 weeks in China, they get a liver, they get kidneys, they get everything. And they get cosmetic work done with dead people's skin. and murdered dissidents, and they land, and it's big business, and the hospitals treat them. And nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, you think you're safe when our government 5-10 years ago would criticize China. Now it doesn't happen. I've been criticized as racist. I don't like Chinese people. I've been told. I didn't know that. But, I mean, it's not the case, but I guess if they say so, it must be true in the media, because I criticize China in killing its own people and killing its own people and selling their organs. We have a big section we just built on this on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So, people are in denial. And yeah, you bet we're evil, brother. I mean, and we can't really point the finger at China. I mean, we've killed 50 million children here. But even people who say, oh, well, abortion's good, well, how is forced abortion good in China? That's like Charlie Manson stuff, minus killing Sharon Tate, you know, cutting the baby out. And we're talking a week before they have the baby. They'll come kill the baby right after it's born. They'll kill them. The women will hide babies. They'll kill them when they're 6 months old. And they sell that baby for medical experiments here in the U.S. Some evidence shows they're grabbing kids and keeping them alive and selling them to the U.S. government. And I know you don't want to believe that. Our government loves us. And they just paid Israel to radiate 100,000 Jewish children to study radiation. Almost all of them died within a year of being tested on, many on the table. That's mainstream news. How do you trust these psychopaths? And the caller, you know, says, talking. I don't know if we should talk about this or wrangle anymore. Well, Jason, I don't recommend you go out and start blasting people, but you're your own person. I mean, nobody's stopping you. I mean, I could never understand the... please don't do that, by the way, but, I mean, you're your own person. And the government already up in Maryland, my friend, had to stage shootings. I know you're not saying that, but I'm trying to extrapolate out, you know, where all this goes. I mean, I've heard guys who call on the radio for 10 years going, we need to get violent. I hear him every week say that. Alex is bad. He doesn't call for violence. I'm talking about somebody else, not you, Jason. Alex is bad. He doesn't call for violence. He's not a real man. Well, you give your full name, you tell folks where you live, and then you run around saying you want to, you know, go start taking pot shots at police officers. By the way, the New World Order would get major gas mileage out of that. I want to wake these people up. Now, when they come around wanting your guns, you got to do what you got to do, folks. I mean, it really is coming down to the wire now. We see what they want. We see what they want to do. And I'm having mainstream Second Amendment groups on there going, yeah, the government wants our guns and wants to set a precedent to take all our guns. I mean, that's admitted. FEMA says that. They want your guns, folks. Then they can really rape the hell out of you physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. That's what it's all about. And we're reaping the biggest harvest we've ever had right now, and people waking up. And I will continue to protest the communist Chinese government murdering its own people and selling their organs. These trendy liberals could care less and won't talk about it, and they'll criticize me, literally. Maybe you don't like Chinese people, Alex. Why do you talk so much about China? Is it you don't... I mean, what is your major malfunction? It's like I go criticize people out wearing Plan of San Diego shirts and Mexican leaders calling for Plan of San Diego, killing all whites above the age of 16 in America. People say to me, well, are you against Hispanics? No! You know, I'm against the Ku Klux Klan. I'm not against white people either. I'm against Khalid Muhammad when he was alive saying, kill all white people. Doesn't mean I'm against black people. It's asinine. I remember the nightly news back when Clinton was selling out the communist Chinese generals. It was like on ABC News one night. Is it racist to talk about China? So much news about Chinese spies. Is it really racism? What? I mean, literally, there have been articles where they catch a black bank robber and they go, is it racist that they're talking bad about him? I caught black guys getting bribed at the Capitol. They admit they were bribed. It was illegal. Health Ethics Committee said it was illegal, did nothing. And then the paper just said, is Alex Jones racist? They were black. I mean, how crazy is that? This is to neutralize your thinking process. And people say, well, the Plan of San Diego, that's from 1916. The point is it's being promoted now. That's the point. Well, there's been a lot of oppression against people of Hispanic... And so maybe they need to. You just it's different when they. I hadn't done anything to anybody. And this is all meant to drive a wedge between us so the globalists can control us. And I know I'm digressing. I want to get back into the hurricane. And yes, a news reporter, Tom Flacco, is saying that Barbara Olson, the Secretary of the Solicitor General's wife, that well-spoken, good-looking lady who supposedly died on one of the planes, they're saying that in 9/11, they're saying that she was picked up by Interpol and grabbed for some stuff. Folks, I just got to tell you, it doesn't pass the smell test. I mean, my gut just, my alarm bells go off, and I don't know what's going on. I mean, Tom says Bush is going to be indicted, has been indicted. Now they say this, and it's just too much weird stuff coming out of the same place. And I like Tom. I just have to say it. I just don't buy it. But I'll comment on it. That's coming up, too. Your calls first, though, when we get back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Say that I got six employees and I'm number seven. But we actually have Dwayne Cooch, who is on the payroll, does a fabulous job, gets up at 3 a.m. if one of the websites crashes to fix it. But he is just right over the border in Louisiana, right where the hurricane's hitting. He's right on the border with good old Texas, and he's had to evacuate again. So we're going to work on, I don't know why I didn't think of this. I thought of this last night and then forgot about it because I was so busy and ready for Coast to Coast AM. And I think George Dory said he'll have me back on tonight with an update on Katrina. I don't know if that's confirmed yet. He did say that would happen, but that was in the heat of the moment on the air. But I'm going to try to get Dwayne Cooch on from his hotel room, wherever he's at, I just know my wife just called during the break and told me, I didn't ask where he was at, I should have, that she went to a couple gas stations and the gas is selling out in Austin. In Austin, folks, gas is selling out. Not good news. Oh, boy. And at the same time that Dwayne had to evacuate. What else did she tell me? She told me something else important. As you know, several of the levees have got water coming over them. They're not breaking. Water's coming over them because Pontchartrain's got that wind blowing it up against them. And I'll recap all that. Let's, well, just briefly, if you want to get the biggest discounts out there anywhere on Big Berkey Made in America water filters, and they've got some of the units in stock. In fact, most of the units in stock, I think one unit sold out, but another truck's coming in today. They'll give you two-day shipping for four-day ground shipping prices. So you'll get $50 shipping for $18, and you'll get a massive amount off if you tell them Alex Jones sent you, and you'll get a free sports bottle or potassium iodate bottle to protect you during a nuclear attack, or you'll get sheltering-in-place DVD. The point is, give them a call now. Don't. There could be another hurricane coming. There's a couple weird storms turning into tropical depressions out there. This is totally bizarre. But, again, that's not the reason to get prepared, folks. Get prepared because of the poison that's already in your water supply. Okay, give them a call. 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Tell them Alex Jones sent you here. You don't get the full discounts. Many imitators, folks, but nobody really doing it. I mean, we give you the best deals. 888-803-4438. Or go to Infowars.com and link over to BerkeyWater.com and take advantage of that. And I let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Micah in South Carolina. They're no stranger to hurricanes. Go ahead, Micah.
Absolutely not. My memory goes back all the way to Hurricane David. I believe it was in 79.
Yes.
So I got one heavy butt cut for swimming in a boat that was completely flooded in our yard. So I've never forgotten that. But, Mr. Jones, I'd like to say hello, and thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
What I would like to bring attention to is a possible ramification of what I believe now is feasible enough to say is current weather modification. And that would be, you're familiar with the training exercise that you made me aware of in Charleston Harbor in South Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Okay, did you know within 250 nautical miles there is an actual nuclear device in the ocean that's been there since the early 50s?
Yeah, it sunk out there. Didn't a plane accidentally drop it?
No, it wasn't accidental. It was actually a decision that had to be made, and I don't believe there was no conspiracy surrounding it, that they had to ditch it because they had to make a no-landing gear landing.
No, I know, but that itself was an accident. That's why it's accidental.
Yeah. But now, I wasn't made aware of it until probably the mid-90s.
Yeah, stay there. We'll talk about it. Yeah, I was familiar with that bomber and had to drop it. I'll let you finish up there. And then we'll come back and go to BL. Hadn't heard from BL in a while. That's the same BL in Texas. You stay there, BL, or I'll be angry with you. And then Kelly and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.